You've probably seen the pictures. The little blonde girl in braids in Greece, looking nothing like her alleged abductors in a Roma settlement there. The charity group Smile of the Child is caring for now in Athens. Officials say they have received more than 8,000 calls and emails from around the world, but no breakthrough yet on who she is or where she came from. Dental records show she's about 5 or 6 years old. She's being called Maria. The man and woman she was living with say she was adopted, not abducted, but police in Greece are checking records across Europe to see if anyone fitting her description is missing. Karen Staus is director of programs for Free the Slaves. That's an anti-trafficking group, and she joins us now. And Karen, we obviously have no idea what truly happened to this young girl, but I'm wondering, with your awareness of human trafficking, what were your thoughts when you heard the story?
One of my first thoughts in hearing this story was that this girl happened to stand out, but that, in fact, slavery exists all around the world in every single country, and most often it's a very hidden crime and it's very hard to uncover. So that's what made this case, I think, stand out.
Well, and again, you are jumping to assuming that it's slavery, and you're doing that because of the statistics. And just, again, background on this little girl. The police were in the Roma encampment looking for something else. They saw this little blonde head peek out from under a blanket, and no one around her has the same coloring. So that's what led them to the same conclusion that you have. But why is that what you went to?
Well, obviously, we don't know what happened in this particular individual case, but the fact is that slavery remains a problem that in general is very hard to identify, even red flags for potential cases. So all we can say right now is that this was a flag that was raised and that now the authorities will look further. But in other cases, what we are finding is that it's very difficult even to take that first step of identifying slavery around the world.
Well, and the BBC is reporting that experts such as yourself believe this is just the tip of the iceberg in the problem of child trafficking in Greece in particular. Your thoughts, is this the tip of an iceberg, and what's that iceberg? What's the picture you see?
Right. Well, there's an estimated 20 to 29 million people in slavery and human trafficking around the world. Of that number, the ILO estimates that about 25% or a full quarter of those victims are children. So this is a huge problem that we're facing all over the world. And there's a few steps that need to be taken in order to address it. It really is a problem of both supply and demand.
Well, let's talk about the steps in a second, but we're reading that in Greece, criminal groups bring hundreds of kids from the Balkans to Greece, where they're subjected to forced labor or sexual trafficking or sold to couples for illegal adoption schemes. What are some of the reasons that somebody might want to buy a child in an illegal adoption scheme if there isn't something like, you know, turning them into street beggars? We're understanding some couples are surviving by state assistance. The more children they have, the more assistance they get.
Well, you know, the situation in Greece in some ways may not be very different from what we see around the world. So different ways in which children are exploited. In some cases, they are used as domestic servants. So once you have them, you can have them do any type of work. You don't have to provide any reimbursement. This is the type of slavery that we see that is extremely common in Haiti, which has one of the highest prevalence of child slavery around the world. But another reason could be for child sex trafficking. Again, I'm not speaking about this particular case. We don't know if this is indeed a slavery case, but in general, children are being used, even as young as this girl, unfortunately, all around the world in the commercial sex industry, and profit is drawn from the children in that way as well.
Well, I was going to say, in Greece, they're known as the traffic light children because many are forced to beg at traffic lights. But this is, you know, many in America are waking up to the international trafficking, but also to the trafficking in their own backyard. We know of the stories of children abducted in Utah, California, in Cleveland, living in homes, and this is revealed years later. There was reporting out of Portland, Oregon, that over the past 3 years, as many as 400 children might have been abducted from gangs. How big is it in the U.S.?
Right. The Walk Free Slavery Index, Global Slavery Index, was just released late last week. And according to that estimate, the United States has a problem as big as about 60,000 people in human trafficking and slavery. And we know that a significant component of that number is children in the United States, including in commercial sex trafficking.
And we spoke to a young girl once. She was presented to us by an organization as a prostitute. But as we spoke to her, we realized she'd become a prostitute after she'd been enslaved.
That's right. And we don't, for that very reason, child prostitute is not a term that we recognize. Because, in fact, if a child is being controlled and being raped for profit by someone else, she is a victim of human trafficking and modern slavery. And this is a problem in cities all across the United States.
Yeah. Karen
and around the world.
Yep. Karen Strauss, Director of Programs for the group Free the Slaves. I will link you to more information about their good work and also to the charity group Smile of the Child, which is caring for the 5 to 6-year-old found in Greece. Authorities believe that she also has been abducted and enslaved. Karen Strauss, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.